Good morning. Well, investor nerves have been rattled somewhat with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. There have been news reports that the spread outside of China has been intensifying in countries like South Korea, also in Europe, in Italy, and also in Iran. So that has seen some heavy selling on global markets. Wall Street saw some big moves on the downside. We had the Dow down around 1,000 points at its worst levels, down around 3.5%. With a little less than an hour to trade, it's down around the 800-point mark, so well off session lows. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both also down just shy of that 3% mark as well. So we have seen some broad-based selling, 29 of the 30 Dow stocks in negative territory. But more broadly, we've seen travel stocks, airlines in particular, tech stocks and also retail stocks hit quite hard. In terms of FANG names, Apple down around 3.5%, chip makers are weaker as well. And we've seen retailers such as Nike falling quite substantially. Cruise liners, Royal Caribbean, down as well, and American Airlines also weaker. So if we turn our attention to European markets, they were also quite heavily sold off. Major European markets down between 3% and 4%. The Italian market down quite heavily, more than 5%. Commodities have also recovered somewhat from the recent lows. The price of oil was down around 5% at the worst levels, now down around that 3.5% mark. Iron ore weaker by around 0.7%, and gold, the safe haven, improving but off its session highs as well. So it did hit a 7-year high in US dollar terms, in Aussie dollar terms, record highs. Other safe havens, the likes of US Treasuries, also performing quite solidly. We've seen the Aussie dollar holding relatively well. It's still hovering above 66 US cents, but off its highs of around 66.2 US cents.